It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Spring begins for me when I hear that bird song. I know the bird has been here all along, but I don't hear it in the winter, during which season it has a different call. How many calls does it have? Is it saying, "Hear, hear me," or "Spring coming"? Pretty Shield, a medicine woman born to the Crow tribe of southern Montana 150 years ago, heard the bird saying, "Summer's near, summer's near." She taught that the bird has a single tongue in the fall, and then as the seasons progress, comes to have more tongues each month until spring, when it has seven. Once heard, this call is not likely to be forgotten. The bird, of course, is the chickadee, chickadee-dee, common here in western Montana. In fact, black-capped chickadees are common over most of North America, as far south as New Mexico. They are about 5 inches of fluffy, long-tailed, partly gray, white-bibbed, tan-sided bird, with white cheek markings that wrap around the back of its mostly black head. The local mountain chickadee, which may show up in our valleys around here during the winter, has a distinctive white stripe above its eyes. Its call is similar. Pretty Shield's transcriber Frank Linderman, whom she called Sign Talker because his troubles with speaking the Crow language had led him to learn sign language, dutifully caught two chickadees one April for an examination of their tongues. He reported that one chickadee had a four-pronged tongue and the other, and I quote, seven thread-like strands resembling a raveled edge of cloth. According to Cornell University's website, www.birds.cornell.edu, the chickadee has one of the most complex vocalizations in the animal kingdom. The calls vary a great deal according to the season and to the purpose of each call. The calls are used for identification, recognition, and warning. A call may be a churring sound, or it may have additional chickas, or there may be a long string of dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dees. Because I've been too timid to attempt capture of the chickadees that frequent my fir and apricot trees, I have not investigated between their beaks. I've been happy to watch these active birds as they flit, hop about, and often hang upside down from trees, in pairs and in small flocks. I'm glad they are finding insects to eat. I hope they can find the decayed stumps and tree snags, or old flicker holes that they prefer for nesting. I'm tickled when they remind me, "Summer's coming, summer's coming." This is Archie McMillan for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. And now, before you race outside to check on the prophecies of your local chickadees, it's time to keep the birds chirping here at KOFM. Call now with your pledge. The numbers are 243-6400, or outside the Missoula area, call 1-800-325-1565.